International Women's Day underway. Today is Sunday, March 8th, 2026. It's a global day celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. Culture is a multifaceted factor in women's empowerment, acting as both a significant barrier and a potential catalyst for progress. While traditional norms often restrict women's autonomy, cultural institutions also contain essential resources that can influence positive transformation. According to Ezetia Susan from Lubarakari Cultural Institution, so much has changed today from the past treatments about women as members of the society.
There are some cultural norms that deter the women from being involved in development. Like women should not be leaders. For example, when LC system started, all chairpersons were men. If you went to secondary schools and primary schools in the whole of West Nile, all head teachers were men. Women were deputies. And in meetings where a man is a leader, a woman can be a treasurer or a secretary. But when these women empowerment programs started, women started realizing that, you know, they can also do something. And men also discovered that women can be good leaders. So women came up. And those days, it used to be boys doing well in science. But when women started being encouraged in also being involved in science subjects, lessons, women started driving. There was a woman pilot from Madiokolo. There was a woman driver here in Arua. Women started getting encouraged. And when these women are working economically, they became very empowered. They will come home with what they used to beg from men. And then these days, you'll find women as directors in schools. So that's why we have to celebrate.
However, Dezo Priscilla, the project officer at Integrated Child Service Consults, says there is need for both men and women to consider working together with equal rights towards a shared goal.
Men thinking women empowerment is equality that will topple or overtopple men's authority, that we want to promote women to take over men's roles so that men are left behind and they mean nothing. We have not come to fight. We have not come to put the men down, but we have come to say, can we walk side by side? Can we contribute together? Can we walk in love and unity so that we can grow ourselves, we can grow our family, we can grow the nation and the world at large? That is the implication. We have made achievements, but the challenges are also there, and we need to create special interest identifying the challenges and the gaps. We need to bring the men fully on board to understand what women's empowerment is and to support women in achieving what they need to achieve.